Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
That is what we do here every Tuesday night. Busted Pencils setting the world on fire. Fully leaded education talk. Tim Rise Against, thank you. And just paying attention to a little bit there. I don't know if you saw, Johnny, but Rise Against got a big commemoration from the city of Chicago for 20 years. It was Rise Against Day last week in Chicago for 20 years of doing great. You know, and again, just not just punk, but, you know, that movement, really depth of saying things matter. And we talk about this and we're, you know, we kind of coming out of this. Okay, President Biden wants to fix the nation's teacher shortage. We laid that out like, okay, let's maybe reframe it. Let's talk about it in a different way. Let's think about this. There's a lot of money he's talking about putting out there to help. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then if we start to recognize that, whoa, we need to attract more people, then wow, that's a good place to spend money on attracting people through scholarships like that. And then we recognize that our children are in serious need of diverse teachers. And as you said, Johnny, black, brown, queer, trans, rural, you name it, right? Because the diversity of kids in front of our teachers just continues to go up, and the diversity of our teachers is pretty much at a standstill and not going anywhere. And then, though, where I want to come at, and this is, you know, kind of our Rise Against moment, setting the world on fire. The biggest reason that most of the teachers aren't going into the profession and the ones that are leaving, they talk about this, you said it, John, demoralization. I've got enough examples. Well, what it is they're saying, I got into this profession to change lives. I got into this profession to make a difference. I got into this profession because I had a teacher who saved me once. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do that work. That's the work. And so that's the moral work, that calling, the vocational aspect that we seem to have in all this push to get as many kids as we can reading at grade level, which we want. We've somehow sucked the morality, the vocational calling part of why people want to become teachers. And so now it's like, let's inject that back. Let's set fire, because anybody who's been a teacher, anybody who's had that moment of being with somebody, engaging them in discussion, watching learning happen, truly setting something on fire, making that happen, it's an unbelievable experience, a rewarding experience that you cannot get anywhere else. The idea of becoming a teacher, when you start to ramp up and say, here are the real high stakes of being a teacher. Kids' lives in front of you, they matter. They matter. They matter so much that these kids are counting on you every day to make a difference, to see them, to see that trans child in front of you and acknowledge them, to bring forth curriculum that acknowledges something that happened in the past that they knew happened, but nobody else did. That is the type of vision I'm saying, President Biden, let's bring the morality back to the profession and let these people go into it with the passion that they believe they had when they originally started. We don't want teachers leaving. We do not want Mrs. Tishon leaving. We want her staying. And I want these cool 17 and 18-year-olds that are out there on the Black Lives Matter marches all last summer and all this time, I want them going into teaching. I want them bringing that knowledge, bringing that activism. Man, shortage? We should have a surplus of people going, let me at that job, man. Teaching, that's the job for me. Sorry, I went on a rant there.
No, it's good. That's it. You know, we need to say that we could recruit, and we could, because I do think that there is a movement of people and young people toward education. I do think that that's coming because they know it needs to change, and they know they could be part of it. And there is, I do believe there is going to be some improvement of conditions and pay and these kinds of things. as well as if not the elimination of, you know, certainly I think it will probably be, you know, heavily compensated in the form of like, you won't have high student loan debt if you go this route. But at the same time, we have to also deliver. And this is where I'm going to be hard on teacher education programs. I love what we do. You know, I'm in teacher education myself. I've been in a number of programs. I work with half a dozen of them right now, really closely on retooling. And it's hard because right now we're talking the talk and we're working on walking the walk. And if we could deliver, and it's out there, there are networks of people doing this work, but if we can really recruit the people like Tim, you're asking to say they're going to line up to do this kind of work. I agree with you. We got to also be able to show them how to do it. And a lot of us came to teaching because we heard the call. And then we got in and we're like, wait a minute. You didn't teach us how to do this. Okay. And so that's not me hating on any of my teachers. It's a tough nut to crack, but we're there. We got wonderful resources, Black Lives Matter at School. We got the Abolitionist Teaching Network. We got a number of teacher education programs that are responding to
Zen Education Project, Rethinking Schools.
Yeah. We got a lot of programs that those are centerpiece to their teacher education program. So we have to be really clear that on our end, we got to be able to deliver because we can call and they're going to come, right? But we got to be able to deliver. And I believe that that is happening, or if it's not, it ought to be happening in all of our teacher preparation programs. That should be the priority, is how do we connect in community with activist teacher networks of experience, and we get these young folks, young or old, but I'll say young to the teaching profession, because that's not age specific. We get them in,
right.
We get them the support they need. We make it happen.
A career changer, man. Somebody out there right now doing the 9-to-5 who's sitting there saying, man, I want to be a part of something. And right now what I'm doing is not a part of something. It's just providing a paycheck. But man, I could see myself becoming a teacher because that would be part of something. Dad, that's the person too. So it's not the 17-year-old necessarily, right? We're talking about there are people out there doing work that, man, if you could touch them in a way that they said, you mean I don't have to sit here and hate my job? You're telling me that I can be part of something, something important, something life-saving, something earth-saving, right? Mm-hmm. Something like, I mean, and people are like, oh, man, that's not what teachers do. It's like, you know what? Yes, that is. They do it every day in certain ways with certain kids in certain situations. But now, like you just said, now, in that teacher prep, and you talk about community, now I'm going to spend a little bit more money too and start to say, you know what, President Biden, make some of this money available so communities, teacher education programs can come together and work in collaboration as K-12, teacher education, higher education, as one big group of colleagues working to bring the best that we have to offer for all those kids. That's where I liked where you went with that, with the community, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm just going to lay it on there because I'm not a capitalist, but I'm living in capitalism. And pay the teachers and pay us to teach them.
Yeah.
Pedro Negrera taught me a concept way back when I was first in teacher education. And brother said, he said, we ought to have teacher malpractice. And he was saying not to pick on teachers, but to pick on teacher education programs and to hold teachers accountable to the lives that they're saving every day. Now, he said, now I'm not saying that because we need to punish teachers. And I want to build on that. I'm saying that because we need systems of accountability in our schools, like we have in our hospitals, like we have in our airports, like we have anywhere where there will be high litigation for malpractice, because the way we're handling the futures of our young people in our classroom is certainly malpractice, even if it's not just the teacher. It might not be bad teaching. It's bad conditions in which the teacher is in the situation of being educator. So maybe let's put some of that in there and pay us. Yep. I don't think you could pay us exactly like doctors, because I don't know about medical professions, but they seem to be slightly overpaid in the capitalist system. Maybe now I'm just putting a plug for a more socialist welfare system, but but at least bring it up higher for the teachers, okay? So pay that money.
Okay. I got you, Johnny, man. So, yeah, thinking about that, it's like pay us, pay teacher education. And, yeah, you know what? And people who have heard me will say, Slacker, you're for accountability. I'm for that accountability because, Johnny, what you're not talking about, you really, you know, again, let's use better language. It's responsibility to be the best. If you want me to be the best, hold me responsible. Busted Pencils.
That's right.
Fully leaded. See you back here next week. Johnny Lupinacci, love having you back, buddy.
Let's do it. Thank you.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
Wow, that's messed up.